With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republican lawmaker challenging one part of the public narrative following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Here's Bob Agnew with that story.
To those calling for an end to violent political rhetoric, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton notes,
"This is not a problem on both sides."
He says despite frequent media and Democrat portrayals of conservatives spewing incendiary rhetoric,
political violence in America is almost exclusively left-wing violence.
And Cotton says the difference has become more clear when people of both parties respond to public opinion polls.
Almost no Republicans condone or celebrate violence. And a lot of Democrats, when asked in those polls, do.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
In the meantime, the man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk at that Utah University has now been charged with aggravated murder. That means 22-year-old Tyler Robinson could face the death penalty if convicted of murder. Ukraine is calling for a European air defense system.
Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have bombarded the city of Zaporizhia in southern Ukraine with rockets. The attack killed at least one person, while 13 were wounded, including two children. Officials say the attack happened during the night and struck apartment buildings, a large-scale fire breaking out at residential buildings. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging European leaders to create a comprehensive air defense system to protect the continent. The war shows no signs of ending, despite U.S.-led efforts to achieve peace. I'm Charles Deledesma.
In the Middle East, the battles are becoming more and more intense. Israel launching its offensive in Gaza City, vowing to overwhelm the region. It says it will destroy Hamas military infrastructure. This is SRN News. Does your faith influence your vote?
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, just 25% of American adults say their religious beliefs have a lot of control over who and what they cast their ballots for on Election Day. 18% say faith has a little influence, and 56% of respondents say their spiritual convictions have little to no impact on their voting habits. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to say that their faith controls who they vote for, 51%, the most of any religious group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal prosecutors charging leaders of a church with swindling millions of dollars in educational benefits from military service members. Indictment says leaders of the House of Prayer Christian Churches of America recruited GIs to join the congregation, then pressured troops to use the GI Bill and the education benefits to pay for enrollment in church-run seminaries. This is SRN News. House GOP leaders releasing materials of a stopgap funding bill that would provide tens of millions of dollars in security assistance for lawmakers and other federal officials. That amid growing concern about ongoing political violence throughout America. Correspondent Bernie Bennett as the latest details on this breaking story.
The 91-page measure would head off a government shutdown on October 1st and keep federal agencies funded through November 21st, as well as provide $30 million for lawmaker security and a total of $58 million in security assistance to the White House requested for the Supreme Court and executive branch. While GOP leaders plan to call a floor vote later this week, it's still unclear whether Democrats will vote in support of the bill, with President Donald Trump calling on congressional Republicans to stiff-arm the minority party in government funding negotiations. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.